A grim-faced Toronto police chief James Raymer has confirmed that a Toronto officer, identified as 48-year-old Const. Andrew Hong, was shot and killed in Mississauga on Monday. Hong, a 22-year veteran motorcycle officer, was on his lunch break from a training exercise in the Argentia Road and Winston Churchill Boulevard area when he was approached by a man carrying a gun and fatally shot at around 2:15 p.m. Const. Hong was shot at close range and died at the scene, Raymer explained in an update Monday night. This is devastating news for his family and for all members of the Toronto Police Service and our entire policing community. We will lean on each other while we work to support Constable Hong's family, and each other, in our grief. Peel Police Chief, Nishan Dureyappa, said Hong was shot in an ambush attack. Another person was shot in the same incident and remains in hospital with what police called life-altering injuries. Raymer said Hong is survived by his wife and two children. The suspect fled the scene in a stolen black Jeep, prompting Peel Police to send out an active shooter alert on televisions, radios and cell phones. In the alert, the suspect was identified as Sean Petrie, 30. The spree continued less than an hour later in Halton region, where three people were shot at an auto body shop in Milton, with one dying. The other two victims are in critical and serious condition in hospital. The shooter fled and was later located in Hamilton, where he was shot to death by police officers in Hamilton Cemetery, ending the harrowing chain of events. Police said no other suspects are being sought and there is no further threat to public safety. The province's Special Investigations Unit, SIU, has confirmed it is investigating the fatal shooting of the suspect. In an update late Monday night, the SIU's Christy Dinette said officers from both Halton and Hamilton police fired shots at the suspect. Both services had officers which discharged their weapons, she confirmed, calling it a complicated scene for investigators as they try to determine what transpired. It is unclear whether the person was armed and shots were exchanged, Dinette added. There are a number of firearms that have been located at the scene at the cemetery. Toronto Police Association President John Reed called Hong's death a stark reminder of the risks and sacrifices officers make on the job each day. We all owe Andrew our respect and gratitude, he said. No motive in the shooting spree has been determined. Toronto Mayor John Tory said the iconic Toronto sign was dimmed on Monday night to honor Hong. Ontario Premier Doug Ford tweeted that he was horrified by the killings and grateful that police officers were able to bring the situation to a conclusion. pic.twitter.com/vmutural Waterloo Regional Police, at WRPS Today, September 13, 2022.